The South Sudan basketball team, nicknamed the Bright Star, won their first Olympic game on Sunday, beating Puerto Rico 90-79. Aro Ramadan Chan, secretary of the South Sudan Basketball Federation, who is now in Paris for the games, says South Sudan's victory over Puerto Rico was unexpected by most people.
First of all, there was an amazing, beautiful turnout of Junubin from all over the world. They came to support. There was we also had our brothers and sisters from the other side, Sudan, you know, which was also a beautiful thing. So eventually, when we got the victory, it was a party. It was a beautiful party. Everybody enjoyed. Guys literally celebrated outside the stadium till late. It was a beautiful thing to see our people happy and bringing them together.
Roman Lopsali is a South Sudanese engineer and a basketball fan. Lopsali says Sunday's win was an eye-opener for many.
South Sudan win for the basketball team in the Olympics yesterday. It was not just a win for the sport, it is a win for the nations, especially as we're going through these critical financial situations and political challenges. This win gives us hope. This win gives us inspiration. This win changed our image to ourselves and to the world that we as the South Sudan, we can do better. We are a nation full of hope, inspirations.
Alec Ajak is a South Sudanese basketball fan. She says Bright Star's first Olympic win gives her much joy.
Yesterday's basketball match between Puerto Rico and South Sudan, I'm really very proud of our team that have actually gained their first win. And I'm happy actually because they also represent South Sudan in the international community, and this is a really very great because I was really happy to see them winning the game yesterday, so I'm really happy for that.
Chan says the next game scheduled for July 31st against the USA is not going to be easy, adding that the Bright Star will approach the game with respect. South Sudan takes on Serbia on August 3rd. Fans are hopeful the Bright Stars will perform wonders. For VOA News, I'm Juliana Shiapai in Juba.